When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Grip it. Never let it go, just hold your hand.
Stop it. It's Ed. Ed is speaking.
Our Irish god.
Ed, what would you have us do this year?
I don't think he's Irish, is he?
What?
Is he Irish? Why, because he has red hair? What, everyone who has red hair is Irish?
Donna.
What?
Hang on.
That's racist.
Wait, Sheeran. Hang on. Hang on a second. Hang on.
He's British.
Hang on.
Yes, we are.
British.
Go.
All right.
Wait.
We'll let Steve look this up.
His Ed may have been born. May have. Wait a second. He may have been born in West Yorkshire, England.
Ooh.
But.
Fonser.
But his family, ever heard of one? Hails from Ireland. Hmm. The Irish folk band Beoga also features on his song Galway Girl.
Oh, it's a good song. I like that song. All right.
He's Irish.
We'll split the difference. All right.
Then somebody says, this is the first one. Can Ed Sheeran speak Irish? Okay. All right.
Oh, I love people.
Is that someone from Poland?
What are we doing, Polish jokes now? Boy, I learned those growing up as a kid and just never realized.
Oh my god, they're terrible. They're just terrible.
There's one in my head. I'm not gonna say it.
Oh, please.
No, I don't know if it's appropriate or not.
Okay.
It has to do with It has to do with spotting a Polish person who's then in a tree. That was this joke that I heard.
When you wave to them, like how to.
You say it.
You guys, I don't want to have to hit dump 2 weeks
I'm
in a row.
I'm old. I need this job.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
They're pretty funny, though. I'm Polish.
How about the screen door on a submarine one, too? The greatest inventions. All right, Donna, what are you doing? This is what they fed us as school children.
I know, it's true. I mean, if you go back and just listen to some of those, like, London bridges and things like, there's, like, they fed us those tragic stories, too.
Yeah.
God. Anyway.
What do they say about my people that were drunk all the time? Irish people that were drunk and have a temper.
Right. You don't have a temper, though.
I do have a short fuse. I do. Yeah, but I don't show it at work because I get fired. This is the great complexity of family, right?
Right.
Think of the arguments you've gotten in with your siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Now go ask any of their coworkers if they've had similar arguments. Probably not, because you behave differently because you know that there's a different amount of equity that you have built up in relationship with your family.
Yeah, your family's not going to leave you.
They're not going to fire you.
Right. Right. Okay, good to know. Musical interlude. I watched a bunch of movies.
You watched a lot of movies.
I did. I watched some old movies. I watched some new movies.
You know, can we start with Sunset Boulevard?
Yes, loved it. Great movie.
I watched that a few years ago for the first time. This is where the famous line.
Mm-hmm, I'm ready for my close-up.
Comes from.
Mm-hmm. Mr. DeMille.
She comes down the stairs.
It's all that over the top. Yeah. Acting, you know, her arms are stretched out and she's slowly walking. It's a good movie. It's a good story, I think. It's
yeah, you have to know what time frame you're going to. You have to know what acting was in the 30s.
I'm not sure what I love the I loved the styles, the style of that time. So basically, this is a story about a writer who's kind of down on his luck. His car breaks down. He ends up in at the home of an old silent movie star.
Yes.
And then she just climbs onto him.
Tries to have him help her with her big movie comeback.
Yes.
1950, this came out.
It's really good. It's kind of like a behind the scenes kind of thing. Oh, 1950. Okay. Yeah. But the acting, while it is over the top, is really good. Do you know what I mean, Steve?
Yes.
For the time.
For the time. I mean, yes, indeed.
That is some really great acting and the crying and all that. So I did watch that. I loved it. I've seen it before. Then I went and watched, before that, I watched Wuthering Heights because it's one of my friend's favorite movies.
Oh, wow.
So depressing.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
What about Little Women? Is that a depressing movie? I think of it when I think of Wuthering Heights. I don't know why.
I think it's different.
Okay.
I think it's more like pioneer times.
Okay, not old England Victorian.
No. And I don't think it's depressing. It's a good movie. It's kind of got a, you know, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar kind of vibe to it.
Nice.
So I watched that, and then I watched Network, which I think you would like, Steve.
Yes. Is this the one where the guy's sweating profusely?
No, 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 that's Broadcast News.
I get those two confused.
No, Network is even older. We're talking Faye Dunaway. Oh, gosh, I can't remember who else is in it. But it's really, really good. And it's about your business and ratings and how people will do anything for ratings.
Right.
Because you...
William Holden.
I almost said William Holden, but I thought he was in Peter Finch. Sunset Boulevard.
Robert Duvall. So it looks pretty good movie.
Yeah, it's very, very good. So I watched that, and then I watched The Prom over break. I watched
Is that a newer one?
That is a new one. It's on Netflix, and this is based on the Broadway play, Prom. And
yes.
So this is basically a story about a group of Broadway actors who get bad reviews for this play that just opened up. It gets shut down, and they decide, wow, we need a cause. So that we can get our reputations back, you know, and supporting this cause. And it turns out there's a young woman who wants to take her her girlfriend to the prom in, I think it's Indiana, actually. And the school board won't allow it. So these people travel, they go, and they're singing. And Nicole Kidman's in this, and Meryl Streep is in this.
James Corden.
James Corden's in this.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing a preview for this now.
Yeah, it's cute. Yeah. It's really a cute. I think it's cute. I mean, I'm sure if you wanted to nitpick, you know, it to death, you could. But I thought it was good. And then I watched a movie that children should never see, The Witches.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
The original, but not the...
Anne Hathaway is in that. She's fantastic, first of all. But, oh my God, I'm watching this going, this is really scary. It's one of those, how do you say his name? Roald Dahl?
Yes, Roald Dahl.
And I'm not familiar with this story, but I watched that on one of the streaming services. Very scary.
Oh, geez.
Children are turned into mice.
Yeah, the original scared me half to death when we were, I'm surprised you didn't see that, Steve. That was that was a remake from a movie when we were kids, and they did the same thing, but it was before like real CGI. So when they made things transform, it was like, you know, real clay or puppets, and it was real straight up creepy. Yeah.
Oh,
the original version is.
Yeah. We don't have time to talk about what you watch, Steve. Sorry.
That's okay.
No, but
let's
try to get to it.
We'll get to it this
week. Oh, okay.
We got time.
All right. That sounds good to me.
Plus, deep tease for a Facebook question, maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
A really crazy example of Facebook listening. I think tomorrow our Facebook question will be, tell us about your Was Facebook Listening to Me story.
Okay. Because we all got one.
Oh, and we got one that was crazy over the weekend.
Okay. All right.
Deep tease.
Got a study coming right up.
Yeah, I will tell you who dating apps are the best for. Who's winning out on dating apps. And I tell you what, it's probably not who you think. We'll dig into that when we return in according to a new study next on My Talk.
All right, we're back. Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. A big hello and happy birthday to our friend Daniel the painter. He listens in Canada.
Oh,
Daniel and Becca. Thank
baby.
You. Happy New Year. Happy birthday.
Several long-term studies have shown.
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
According to a new study, dating apps have led to an increase in the number of couples that are, quote, high-educated women and lower-educated men.
Hmm.
So, maybe you're looking for a handsome fella who can't multiply. Tinder is here just for you. According to the study, this is out of the University of Geneva in Switzerland. Dating apps have led to an increase in these out-of-balance relationships. Here's why. Because dating apps are so focused around the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So then women, they think, are then more likely to overlook a guy's intelligence or lack thereof,
mm-hmm.
which is something they wouldn't necessarily be able to do if they first met in person. The study also found dating apps have led to an increase in long-distance relationships because they make it easier to meet people further away. Now, that's a nice thing.
Yes.
I get it, because the guy probably has a picture of him either dressed up or doing like a power clean at his CrossFit class.
Right.
And
it's
so,
always the picture in the mirror, which I hate. I don't know why someone doesn't just use a picture that someone took.
Oh, are there a lot of mirror selfies on dating apps?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
A lot of pictures of guys in their car just taking a picture of themselves. There's something about the selfie that embarrasses me.
Yes, I can never.
It's just so embarrassing.
When I was on dating apps, because before I met my lovely better, you know, Lily, I did that myself. And I never was the one to like use a picture that I just felt like. It just felt like, hey, this is me trying to frame me in the best way that I can.
Yes.
You know, it just feels so awkward.
It's embarrassing.
So when you see him too, it's like, oh, how was that picture in the mirror? Like, what angle did you have to hold that at?
And how many did you take?
Yeah. Yes. How many are on your camera roll that never made it to your dating profile?
Right.
I totally agree. But if truly you're just sitting there and your buddy was there, Grant, and you say, can you take this picture right here? This is just.
I'm feeling good.
Or find a good picture of just you somewhere that isn't a selfie. There is something about the selfie. I can't even take myself seriously when I do it. I feel like an idiot if
yes.
I try to take a selfie.
I feel like if there are other people in the picture, it's okay.
But yeah. Then it's not a selfie. It's a groupie.
You're right. It's an ussie.
It's an ussie. And selfies.
Or a wheezy. okay, it's an ussie.
I don't like that word, I don't think.
Okay.
But very, very awkward. This makes you think of Instagram and people's Instagrams who are loaded with selfies. It's a unique phenomenon.
And it's not going away, Steve.
I know. I feel like the selfie got less common than it was when we first figured out, like, apes about 8 years ago. Wait, let me take a picture of me. And then it got very, very popular. I feel like it has scaled back a little bit, and I think it makes the selfie Instagram accounts stick out even more. And then we all know that the good picture on Instagram is usually just an excuse to put the good picture out, and it'll be this awesome looking picture of someone that you know, that wow, they look so handsome, wow, she looks so beautiful, whatever it is. And instead of them just saying, whoa, I don't always take great photos, this one feels like a keeper.
Right.
They say, as I contemplate the new year and what lies
yes.
ahead, I'm like, okay,
yes.
me not believing you.
It's so true.
Me think you hot.
You know what I don't think? I don't think those pictures in the mirror selfies are good. If you're going to take a selfie, just stretch your arm out and take it. Don't point to the mirror.
They're trying to show their whole body, I think.
Exactly. The body shots with the shirt off and the guy holding the camera down by his hip, like, I don't
Ew.
Want to have the camera cover up my non-abs that I don't have, so I'm going to put it down by my hip here.
I should go take a selfie of me in front of my bathroom mirror out there, shirt off, just loose stomach. I'm back up over 200 pounds again.
You are not.
I am!
Oh. Sorry, I blew up.
I peaked at 205, and now I'm at 200 again. after getting down to 195.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
I'm doing fine emotionally. Thank you.
You can lose 5 pounds by Sunday. Guys can always easily lose weight. It's like, oh, I'm not going to drink beer for 4 or 5 days.
Skip a couple meals down and I'm 7 pounds.
Yeah, see?
All right.
You guys suck.
Hey,
I didn't know my mic was on.
It's I'll tell you what's sort of an interesting, surprising study. A large number of people actually kept their New Year's resolutions last year. 26% of people say they kept all of the resolutions that they made last year throughout the year that was 2020.
I wonder if they kept them realistic. You know what I mean? Instead of saying, I'm not going to drink for 90 days, how about I'm going to try not to drink during the week? Because you know you have a chance. You know what I mean? I'm going to lose 50 pounds. How about I'm going to go for a walk for 15 minutes 4 times a week?
Well, our Facebook question today, friends, is what is your New Year's resolution? And I have been teasing mine the whole show. And I will tell you, coming up at 11:45, Donna, I've given you this hint. Don't guess out loud. It's sort of the other end of a goal I've made many times before. And you have as well.
I'm going to text you.
Okay.
Hang on. By the way, speaking of texting, I had another text faux pas with Steve. You know how when you're texting somebody, like you're in a back and forth with somebody, right?
I got questions about this.
So I've got this back and forth going with 2 friends of mine. Okay.
All right.
And then it happens to do with teeth. And then in comes a text from Steve, but I don't realize it's from Steve because I'm reading the text before your text. And it was the Instagram post of your wife when she found a tooth in her turkey sandwich. So I start texting back to Steve thinking it's my girlfriend's. And I'm like, ha ha, about Steve, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, say hi to Linda and Matt and blah, blah, blah.
I'll read it. I have it here.
Yes. Oh, God.
Ha ha. And imagine if you're me, Steve. Ha ha. Regarding Steve, I will. Unfortunately, he can only have wet food for 2 weeks. And it's giving him the runs. The only him so far available is Steve. The medicine is, I may stop the meds after tonight's dose. Anyway, Merry Xmas to Linda and Matt.
Yeah, that was the best part.
So you guys read this already on the air?
No.
No, I just read, no, just right now.
Oh.
No, I was waiting.
No, but Grant is on this text.
I was with you.
I was the
one that initiated it because I was like, Merry Christmas Eve, you guys. And then that's where it all got mixed up. And that's why I was like, give whoever your friends are my best. I don't know where this came.
I didn't even know you were on the text.
Yes.
That is so funny. So then I start texting my friends. I'm like, this is so funny because we were talking about teeth and I get a text about teeth. I think it's you.
And I'm like, am I supposed to be on a wet food diet? <I know. laughs> Did we talk about this on the show? All right. Money Monday next on My Talk.
Okay, we're back.
Hello.
All right, we gotta go.
Studies have shown that the microbial...
Several long-term studies have shown...
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown...
And here with their findings are study buddies...
The perfect nerd couple...
Donna and Steve.
Oh, God.
I actually think you need your texting suspended for a time.
Well, I don't... what happens is I'm in a back and forth with someone, and then I don't know.
What happens to you isn't happening to other people.
It is so.
No, but it's happened to you three times recently.
It happens all the time.
To you.
You know what I did one day? So I texted Jason Matheson. Yeah. And Dawn, I believe. And I texted and said, hey, breakfast? And my roommate, Jason, texted me back, but I still thought it was Jason Matheson. And he's like, sure. You know, he's already at work. I'm at work. I'm just like, I don't know what's wrong with me.
I mean, you texted Millennial Hannah the other night. You home? It's, that seems like a sketchy, like, is it evening? And she just said, yeah, I'm watching Netflix. Why? Why are you bothering me?
Yeah, and I had a friend at my house who left, and I was just asking if he made it home okay.
And then there you are. Hannah's like, why? Why am I in this?
How did she end up on a group?
That's
with someone she doesn't know.
Yeah, that's an operator question, not a
I know. Receiver. I'm a disaster.
No, you're doing decent.
See, and it's funny. I get it. I get where you're coming from because I was on a Zoom call with my family yesterday. And it was just a disaster. People do not know how to work Zoom.
No.
There's like eight people, just real quick. I'm doing a gift exchange last week. And my friend, her husband, her son, and his girlfriend are... While I'm talking to someone else on the Zoom, they're sitting there thinking, they're like, no, that's not true, blah, 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 blah. They're steamrolling our conversation. They don't realize they have to shut their mic off. Yesterday, I'm on with my family. My sister is talking and talking and talking and talking. Her mic was off the whole time. We're like, Sue, we don't even know what you're talking about. Oh, it's just...
They need to include like a moderator for $5. Like you could have like with your Zoom meeting, someone that can like be the moderator for everybody.
And they can power mute people if they need to.
Yes.
My mom and her siblings were on a Zoom call on Christmas Day. And my grandmother was at the house. And my grandma is 87 and she is so smart. She is so smart, hasn't lost a step. She's just so well-read, very smart woman. The Zoom call switches from one of the views to a different view where everybody is now on the screen. So it went from two people to now it's like all eight contributors are there. And then my grandma starts saying, who's this? Who's the woman in the middle?
Oh, no.
The one with the mask on. My mom said, that's you. Betty, that's you. It's you. The other one. She Zoom bombed her own Zoom call. Who's that woman in the mask now? Maybe we should shut this down. God. That's you.
So funny. Gosh.
Let's That's talk great. Money, shall we?
Oh, is it that time?
Yeah, did we already do it?
No, you played studies.
I played studies.
Oh, God. Again.
Who's that lady with the mask?
All right, let's talk some money.
Good. Let's talk about money.
Money, Monday.
There are more things in the world to buy.
It's Donna and Steve.
Than most people have money for. So,
Money Monday.
Choices have to be made.
But mostly it's Steve.
Okay. Feels apropos today. These are five guidelines for your goals this year. A lot of people are making financial goals at the beginning of the year. No matter how big of mistakes you made, how tough the times were, maybe how good of a year it was, whatever it is, January feels like a reset. And you can, with a clear sheet of paper, plan out some new objectives. These work in other areas of your life as well, but it comes from...
Dave Ramsey.
Five guidelines for your goals. Number one is you need to be specific. Now, this kind of comes against what I.M. Grant was saying earlier, but let me unpack what he says. What do you want to achieve? Get down to the nitty gritty. Just saying you want to lose weight, and it's not going to cut it. Instead, try, I'd like to drop 20 pounds and be able to do at least 20 sit-ups in a row without passing out. Watch for any roadblocks that could keep you from reaching your goal and make a plan to get around them. And ask yourself these questions. Who does my goal involve? What am I trying to accomplish here? When and why do I want to make this goal happen? Drill deep on what it is you're trying to accomplish. Also, make your goals measurable.
There you go.
Yep.
If you know that your ultimate goal is to pay off $24,000 of debt in the next year, that means you're going to have to pay $2,000 a month to reach that goal, or about $460 a week.
Wow.
Break your goal into bite-sized chunks. The 24,000 number seems really difficult. The 460 seems more reasonable. Still tough that you'd have to do it in a week, but give yourself daily, weekly, and monthly steps. Focus on those, and when you accomplish one, tackle the next one. And be realistic. How long will it take me to reach this goal?
Okay.
Clap, I think. Oh, wow. You guys must want me to keep going. Okay, well, here's another one. Give goals a time limit.
You gotta set a time.
Because you need a finish line, friends. Mm-hmm. Take that goal of yours and then create a plan. Break it all the way down to your day-to-day activities. And then you got to give yourself a deadline. You've got to do that. For example, if you say, I want to lose 20 pounds by December 31st, the end of this year, calculate, like they mentioned, how many times you need to work out each week, how many calories you need to eat in that day, or what your diet needs to look like. And then that's going to set you up to hit it by that date. But just saying it, you're not going to accidentally lose 20 pounds.
Right. You know, I do that with cleaning, too. Okay. Like, I'll be like, I have to be done with this task by noon. And then I set my alarm on my phone or a timer for noon.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give myself, you know, a certain allotted time. And if I'm not done, I still have to finish and go back to it tomorrow, but be done so I can move on.
Yeah, I think that's great, too.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah. You know, just to offer a personal aside to prop up your anecdote even more. Yesterday, as we were taking down Christmas decor, I said, why don't we just set a 60-minute timer? We were both feeling sluggish. Get done what we get done, and whatever we don't get done, we don't get done today.
Love it. Love it. Because it's those little bites that make it seem less overwhelming.
How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You were going to say start with the tail.
The hoof.
Goals need to be yours. This is from DaveRamsey.com. You've got to make sure it's your goal. Maybe a family member has been saying, oh, you should take some extra classes, or you should consider switching a career. Their goal won't motivate you come April. It's got to be your goal. You've got to figure out, what is it that I want to accomplish? Even if your spouse wants you to get out of debt, it doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to want to get out of debt. Until you embrace that, it's not going to be an achievable goal. It'll just be another one of those goals that you set, you don't accomplish, and then you feel bad about yourself.
Love it.
And put it in writing. Dang it.
Yeah.
Something special happens when you write down specific goals, he says. Get them down on paper, along with all those steps we mentioned that it'll take for you to get there. And then you see your goals, literally, in black and white. It will help you hold yourself accountable, track your progress along the way, stick it up on a bathroom mirror, do whatever you got to do, keep it in front of you. Make it be specific, make it measurable, put it in writing. You could boil it down to those three and you're off and running.
Love it.
Now, I haven't even checked our Facebook page. Our Facebook question.
Oh, let's see how we did.
Today. Okay. Oh, I saw you guessed my resolution.
Did I really?
No, I saw you made a guess.
Okay.
That is not it.
Okay.
I'll be sharing mine in 8 minutes. I wonder if they're going to be cutting in live to us on Channel 5, because I've been teasing all morning that I'm going to reveal my resolution.
Okay. Okay, Steve.
Donna. How many responses? Bye. I told that story again. Wow, 19 comments we have.
No.
Yeah. What is your New Year's resolution? It's okay. That's all we're going to need.
Okay.
Yeah, I told multiple Donna Valentine stories. People ask about you a lot when I get together with my family.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah. How's she holding up? No, they do. They ask about you a lot. And then they were saying, like my mom was saying, who's this new guy, Grant?
Oh,
aw,
thank you.
That's nice.
Everybody's asking about the show. They want to know.
Time.
Elizabeth is coming back today on Joy Cities Live. People are asking about that.
I heard her this morning. It was so nice to hear her voice.
Did she sound hoarse?
She sounded normal to me.
Okay. I asked her to just start reading doing some prompter training before we get back in the saddle. Yeah, really put in the time, you know?
Right? Oh, I bet that's going to be nice just to have your, you know, your bands back together again.
Yes, it'll be great. And she'll go from watching over her little baby Heathcliff to now just watching over me. She's still, you know, babysitting someone, essentially. She's still looking after, making sure someone doesn't ruin everything.
Side note, Heathcliff is the main character in Wuthering Heights, which is what I watched over the weekend. Made me think of Elizabeth. Thank you.
You should send her a text and tell her that.
Should I? Yeah. It'll probably end up coming to you.
Maybe I'll tell her you said that.
Okay.
I had people asking for your number, too. My sister was saying, I haven't texted Donna in a while. And then my dad was saying, how's Donna doing? Give me her number. I'll text her. And I said, I'm not giving out her number anymore. If you want it, get it from Janie. So Janie is giving. If you get a text from my dad, Kev Dog, I didn't give your number out.
All right. That's okay. Fine. I like Kev.
After the break, I hope that you two are ready to share maybe something that you're planning on for the new year.
I have an idea. I just have to figure out how to hone in on it a little bit more, polish it up.
Okay, well, good. We can work on that together. It's like when we did our word of the year a few years ago. And what did you say? Reluctance?
Oh, yeah.
I just thought, oh, God.
Everyone went around the room and they were like, you know.
New heights. Hyphen.
Yeah, I'm like reluctance.
Hesitancy.
Bye. Mm-hmm. You know, right. I like a good challenge.
All right, we'll get into your resolutions. And at long last, I will reveal. I'll do it again. And at long last, I reveal my resolution for the year 2021.
It better be good.
It's not.
Okay.
And it's next.
Okay, goodbye.
Welcome back.
Final stretch of the first show of 2021 for the Donna and Steve gang. Like what I did there, Steve?
No.
I don't either.
Okay. Yeah, it sounded harsh.
Yeah, it sounded weird. Did it sound harsh?
Well, gang can go either way.
Oh, like, hey, gang, how's it going?
Positive.
Right.
We're the Donna and Steve gang. Negative, I think.
Okay. Gotcha. Anyway, welcome back. Our Facebook question today has to do with your New Year's resolution. As in, what is it?
Thanks, Yoda.
Steve has been teasing it all morning.
Oh, thank you for the email. A lot of people reaching out on Twitter,
Instagram.
I don't
think anybody did.
This is currently live streaming on television as well.
That's untrue.
I just said it out loud to my wife. And she said, okay, let's hear it.
All right. Can we guess what it might be?
Yes, you can. And I'll give you a hint. The hint is it's kind of the opposite. That's not the right word, but I'll go with it. Kind of the opposite of a goal I've tried to make many times in my life.
Okay. So I think that it has to do with working out.
Okay. Hmm. What do you think it is?
I think you are going to work out less.
Okay.
You said it's the opposite. You're going to eat better?
Opposite. I am Grant.
Well, I'm new to the party here, so I haven't known your past resolutions.
He's always like, I'm going to run 5 miles every day for the rest of the year. And okay. It's like, okay, slide whistle
okay,
here.
So one summer I did rep dates where I was going to run 30 days in a row, and I ran 4.
Hey, you tried. You tried.
Thank you, Grant.
I'm going to go with work-related, maybe. But that seems kind of weird, but I'm going to go something work related, maybe, less tangents.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Still turn.
I love you.
Grant, do you have a drum roll that you could, hit for me? Please?
I can find one here somewhere.
My year 2021 resolution is to go to bed early.
Oh.
Hear me out. Hear me out. Would you hear me out? Oh,
sure.
My gosh. Before you walk away, would you hear me out?
Yes.
I have many times said, you know what, Donna, let's start waking up at 5 a.m. this week. You and me, girl. I want to wake up early. You know what? I should be an early rise. I would blah, blah, blah. You know what I realized I was doing? What I need to try is reverse engineering. Waking up earlier becomes much more achievable if one goes to bed earlier. So my plan is this. On school nights, as they say, Stevie Boy in bed, phone off by 10:30 each night.
Ooh, I like it.
And I will mention, that's not like getting up to bed and it's 10:30 and now I'm scrolling and waking my brain up with social media and email and the blue light. Now, if I wanted to read a book, a hard physical book, mm-hmm. I could, but the phone is off. I am laying in bed by 10:30, which I think is achievable and it's specific and measurable.
I did not realize this was a problem for you.
I like it.
Yes, Quee.
I lights out by 10:30 for me.
It'd be tough.
And I don't feel like that's early. I feel like that's cutting it close to being late.
Well, I look, 11 is late. 10, I just felt if I had done 10, that wouldn't have been very achievable for my current pattern, because there I am, it's 9:47 and I can't even pop on a show.
Right, know your limits.
But I think that the 10:30 being an achievable goal, as time goes on, I may find myself winding upstairs even earlier than that.
You need to have the news time too. Well, you could catch the news at 10 or earlier, never mind.
There you go.
I like this one, Steve. It hits your three factors that you're talking about. It's not too much to ask of yourself.
What time do you wake up then?
Well, the alarm was set this morning for 6:30.
Okay.
What time did I get out of bed? That's personal.
Okay.
I snoozed until 7.
Wow.
Yeah, I hate the snooze. That's
three snoozes. I mean, what, until 6:56 or something like that.
I was done prepping the show by 6:45.
Oh, hang on one second. Hang on.
Dropping
into this. Yeah, no, I'm just going into this drawer where I keep my ribbons.
Big old gold star.
Anyway, here are a couple from our Facebook page.
Okay.
Barbara says to get rid of my house and to move to Florida.
Yeah, no, girl.
No joke. Home ownership is way overrated, she says.
It is. Well, to some degree. It can also be your future.
Yes,
investment.
Queen.
Yeah.
Drink more water is Kaylee's New Year's resolution. That's nice. Was told it could help to improve sleep issues. So, fingers crossed.
Great.
That's really good. Jennifer, she sounds difficult. I do not make New Year's resolutions. Guaranteed to fail, so I set goals, but wait until the middle of January. You know, I'm married to someone like that. Lou, I've never ever heard her set a New Year's resolution. And anytime I come to her with goal talk, she's like, okay, here he comes. What's the latest self-help thing that you're, what blog post did you read today?
She's kind of right there. I loved what you said about the whole goal setting thing, but as a former coach, it makes me feel like I'm approaching it like a coach to an athlete or something, whereas not everybody's wired that way.
Right.
So I agree with you 100%. Make it simple. I loved everything about it. I'm not disagreeing with how you did it, but for me, later in my life, not having someone to coach. Usually my goals are set by coaching other people. I kind of tie my goals into them. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to actually try this with yours. I've got to figure out how to break it down with my health aspect. But some people that might not work because they don't need that, like, measure. Even if it's the minimal measurable part, sometimes that measuring gives anxiety. You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
So. I think that's how my wife feels. This is a nice measurable one by Bev.
Mm-hmm.
Choose and plan to cook at least one new recipe each month.
Is that Bev Schroeder by chance?
That's Bev Larson. What do you know about Schroeder?
Bev Schroeder, big listener. She's my godmother. She comments all the time. So,
hey, Bev.
I just wanted
to shout out
to
the Schroeds.
Yeah.
There's an ointment for Schroeds. Donna, what? I can't be free anymore.
No, you do you, man. Thank you for asking. So I decided to not make it about me this year.
Okay, I like this.
And I decided that I want to be able to check on the calendar at the end of every week that I did something to help someone else every week.
That's nice.
It could be anything. It could be I went to the grocery store for a neighbor who can't get out, or I don't know. I made a phone call to make somebody feel better who's, you know, feeling a little lonely. Whatever it is, it has to be one thing.
That's nice, Donna.
I feel like I need to polish it a little bit and make it a little bit more specific.
I wonder how do one
good deed.
Good deed for someone each week.
Yeah. And I think I could do better than one a week, but I think that's
no, that's measurable. 52 in a year, Donna. An intentional act. It's not getting the door for someone. It's not a life of kindness. It's a specific intentional act. I think one a week is good.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
You're my best friend.
Kevin called in and said that he loves to when they put their Christmas decorations away, they create a little list of things that they want to do throughout the year. And then they have that list. And then when they open them up the following year to put the Christmas decorations out, they go through that list and mark off which ones they did with no judgment as to whether they got them done or not. But it's a nice little surprise to be able to check that off.
That's really cute. Yes.
I told my family that I wanted us to have a travel conversation sometime in January with the kids. And then Lou and I would continue it without the kids. If things opened up and there was a safe way to travel like we used to travel, since we had three trips canceled, like everybody had stuff canceled last year, where do we want to go? And so we started talking with the kids about that. But I want to get them on paper, even start targeting some soft, realistic dates as to when it could happen.
Did you guys have to cancel your Disney trip?
We did.
Oh, that's too bad. Because didn't you surprise the kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Disney is still high on their list. Sweet. And then we weren't able to do Duluth or this campground that we go to. Everybody's in the same boat here. But we want to get intentional so that another year, if we're able to, doesn't pass us by. These kids are only little once.
You're right. Make those memories, Steve. Mm-hmm. Make those memories. Hey, here's something we have as a gift for our listeners. New prizes for the new year.
Oh, what do we have?
Wow, thank you for asking. For the month of January, you could win a smartwatch. You can win dinners from HelloFresh. You can win gift cards to Athleta and Crisp and Green. Wow. We've got a My Talk yoga bag. Wow. Register for the rewards, though. And then all you have to do is, you know, listen, enter to win. You can see everything up for grabs on our app or at mytalk1071.com.
That's so fantastic. By the way, coming in next, Colleen and Bradley, who not only have their show, but they also have their podcast, Deep in the Shallow. All of our original podcasts are available for you to listen online, and our show, too. You miss anything, you want to hear it back, you want to play it again, go to mytalk1071.com, or you can get the app, my friends.
Well,
we did good.
We did good today, Steve. We did good. Except for when you yelled at me. I won't hold it against you. It's okay. And except for when you beat me in the College of Pop Call.
Both things felt cathartic for me.
And you made fun of me for my texting. But other than that, I think it was good. All right. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Okay.